Elon Musk has been called a visionary and a madman, and maybe he's a little bit of both. A book out this week offers an intimate look at the complicated serial entrepreneur, and joining us now is Ashley Vance. He's a technology writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he's written this brand new book, Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future. Ashley, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us the story about Musk flying to Moscow to buy a missile.
Yeah, well, around 2001, Elon Musk had made a bunch of money from PayPal and another internet venture. And, you know, he decided that he wanted to spend his newfound fortune on kind of a grand gesture for mankind. And he wanted to inspire people to get interested in space again and in Mars. And he wanted to send either a plant or some mice to Mars. And he decided, you know, he had to get a rocket to do this and that he would go to Russia to buy one on the free market.
And what happened?
Well, you know, he's basically trying to buy this refurbished intercontinental ballistic missile. And so he makes a couple trips to Russia with a couple friends of his. And he would meet with these Russian officials and they would drink vodka and smoke cigarettes. And basically the Russians sort of treated him like he didn't know what he was doing. They thought he was just some dot-com millionaire and that he didn't really know what it would take to space, and they tried to milk him out of a lot of money. And so Elon walked away deciding, okay, I'm going to have to build this rocket myself.
And is that how SpaceX started?
Yeah, that's basically how SpaceX started. You know, originally the company thought they might just kind of assemble parts from other suppliers and do that more efficiently than the existing companies. And then they decided to make everything from scratch in a factory in Los Angeles, and SpaceX was born.
And how crazy is that for a private entrepreneur to get into the space business? It's something that's usually done by governments, by countries.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think Elon's well known for Tesla because people see these electric cars on the street and it gets a little more attention as kind of a consumer type thing. But, you know, SpaceX is probably his greatest achievement. I mean, to go from nothing to sending up a rocket in about 7 years is absolutely incredible. When the company started out, this idea that they would be able to undercut the competitors, it sounded like Elon was kind of full of bluster and there's no way he would ever get to the prices he promised. And it's really this within the last year that we've seen SpaceX get very consistent with their launches about once a month. And, you know, the price has held true and they have all the other countries on the run.
But there were some really significant setbacks as well. And at some point it looked like he was going to lose both SpaceX and Tesla.
Yeah, when SpaceX sent off its first rocket, they do it from this Kwajalein island in the middle of the Pacific. It's essentially sort of Gilligan's Island of space. You've got these people, most of whom have never sent up a rocket before, spending 2 years trying to finish off this rocket on this island and send it off, and it blows up a few times, and then finally they have a success on the fourth try around 2008. And then, you know, it's that same period in 2008 where Elon is getting a divorce. It's playing out very publicly in the press. Tesla is heading towards bankruptcy and having a ton of trouble getting its first car out the door. And even though SpaceX now has a successful rocket, the company's struggling to meet its payroll. And these things are all coming crashing down on Elon at once. And he starts having nightmares and really breaking down and has to pull off some heroic financial maneuvers to keep the companies going.
You met with him several times for your book. What can you tell us about his personality? Is there perhaps a story that describes who he is and what his mind is like?
Well, he's this very intense guy. I mean, I think he can be very funny and charming, but you got to warm him up a little bit in the conversation, and then the conversation is pretty intense. So, you know, if you're not sort of keeping him interested with your questions or moving things along, I mean, it ends pretty quickly. He's one of those guys that, you know, I guess his time is pretty valuable, and so you're sort of either keeping things going or you got to go.
What do you think nurtured his entrepreneurial spirit and also his scientific mind and this great way of thinking about innovation?
Well, I think this is one of the things that we see for the first time in this book as well. I mean, I went back to his childhood, talking to his family, and then finding a lot of kids that he went to school with through grade school, and then talking to Elon. And, you know, you find this boy who from a very early age read science fiction in huge volumes. And he read science, kind of clearing out entire libraries and bookstores. And you know, I think this from a very early age, he wanted to go to space. These weren't just stories to them. They were sort of a calling. And his life has essentially been a quest to bring this to the fore. And, you know, he's wired like a scientist. I mean, he's kind of a physicist, engineer type by nature. He happens to be, I would say, much better at the business side of things than some of those people tend to be. And, you know, he's very competitive and all of this together. And you end up with Elon Musk.
What do you think is next for him and for his companies?
Well, he's got these great challenges. I mean, in some ways, Tesla has had this big hit with the Model S sedan, but it's still a luxury vehicle and the company's striving toward try and get a $35,000 more mass market type car out. And on the way, it's got a lot of gambles. They're building this huge battery factory for the car. And so he's kind of investing all the capital that the company has amassed the last couple of years. SpaceX is still trying to really kind of rewrite the economics of space with a reusable rocket. And, you know, so far they're getting very close to landing it, but they haven't landed it quite yet. And then his driving mission in life is to one day get to Mars. And, you know, I don't think he's going to rest until he does that.
Do you think he is motivated by hope for the future, by fear of the future, or is it profits?
I mean, I think money would not be Elon's main driver at all, even though he tends to make it by the boatload. I guess it's hope in some ways and it's fear in others. I mean, the reason he wants to get to Mars is because he sees life on Earth as threatened by a sickness or some sort of natural disaster. And he thinks we need an exit plan and he doesn't really think anyone else is working on it. I mean, you could see a scenario where, okay, you have this colony on Mars, and it does sort of give us hope that we could start extending the human species in a real way. But, I mean, for the moment, it's just an exit plan and a safety.
Ashley, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley Vance is a technology writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he's the author of Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future.